Are you the kind of musician that starts a ton of songs and doesn't finish them?
I see you.
Here are three tips to actually finish your songs instead of always just starting a million ideas. Make sure you stay tuned for the last one because it's one I see a lot of people overlook and it's arguably the most important one. All right, do you ever find yourself just wanting to start ideas because you just heard a new song and you're really excited about its sound? You found a cool new loop and you want to make something with it and you ignore everything you started before. This is something I like to call shiny object syndrome. Instead of denying yourself the joy of starting something new, spend one third of your creative time on your shiny object syndrome and two thirds on finishing your songs. So if you only have 3 hours of creative time, 1 hour goes to the new idea and 2 hours go to finishing something you've already started. So the first thing you gotta do is time yourself. So for me, you know, I write, I produce, I sing, I mix. It can take up to 40 hours to finish a single song. For example, if I'm estimating 40 hours and I work on music for 20 hours a week, that's 2 weeks to finish that song. Now to really stick to it, put it in your schedule as if it's an appointment with another person. You're gonna be much less likely to miss it that way. This is just one of the practices I use to keep myself on track. I'm digging into way more detail in a free class I'm teaching with my friend Size this Thursday. So make sure you hit the link in bio. A very common question I get is about writer's block and how to beat it. And my tip is to beat it by releasing your deep, deep, deep set traumas. For you, it might be imposter syndrome. You might not be feeling good enough. You can try to push through these feelings, but I think it's so much better to address them head on. So this is where I really try to regulate my nervous system. I use somatic exercises. For example, these are a couple of creators that I found really helpful to me that show the different exercises you can do to help calm yourself so that you can put yourself in a better headspace to create.